Fred Film Radio, Trieste Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, we're talking about the Trieste Film Festival, and we are here, I am here, with Stefan Asinievich, the director of As Far As I Can Walk. Good afternoon, Stefan.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the interest in our film.
And your film has been praised by many festivals. I mean, you won an award in Trieste and you won an award in Carlo Vivari. So why do you think that your film touches so many chords in people and in jury members?
Well, first of all, I think it is a film about a very important topic, and this is the refugee crisis. But it's, I think, what kind of we try to do with it is actually make it very intimate and give the feeling of how it is to be a migrant in this terrible crisis through some very personal love story. And I think the combination of two is probably something that appeals to people. I was now traveling a lot with the film to the festivals, and whenever I spoke with the audience, I had a feeling exactly this love story was something that was kind of appealing and interesting, and that moved people. And funny enough, I was talking with Nicoletta Romeo, the head of Trieste Film Festival, just before our film, and she was saying also she had the same feeling like me, that recently in European cinema there is a lack of love stories. For some reason, directors are staying away from love stories. I'm really not shy about saying I love a good love story. For me, the cinema is always about love, and yes, I'm into good and hopefully surprising love story. And I hope this is what our film is.
Yeah, your film actually is a surprising love story. It's a different approach to this issue of migrants that we've seen already so much in many other movies, but you chose a specific way of telling it to us, because you chose to adapt a Serbian poem, which is called Sraginja Banović, which is like a classical Serbian poem about this prince that has to look for his wife that has been kidnapped. And you translated this into the life and the love story of these two African people. And how was it was it easy to make this adaptation, first of all, and how was it received from the Serbian audience? Because this is a very important and classical and historical poem for you.
Absolutely, it's one of the it's a medieval epic poem that everybody knows. One of the main streets in Belgrade is named after the main character, so it's a very everybody knows about it. On the other hand, there is also a classical adaptation of the poem that was made in 1982, that was in Venice Film Festival. It's also a very famous film for our people. So obviously we wanted to do something different and to make a contemporary adaptation of the story of the poem. Maybe one of the main inspiration was when the whole migrant crisis started. A lot of people were afraid because there was this right-wing people telling, there is this army of people who is coming to change our way of life, to take over our land and take over our culture. So everybody was, not everybody, but a lot of people were kind of afraid of all these people coming, and what if they change our way of life? So I thought, well, what if if, you know, let's play with it? And what if we make an adaptation of something that is very traditional, very Serbian, very, very local, something that all of us feel it's an important part of our culture, and but do it from a perspective of migrants from Africa. It's very well known, but I had I was writing it with two more people, my colleague Bojan Vuletic and a French writer Nicolas Ducret, and I have to say having this outsider's perspective was very helpful, and to see, you know, what works there, what is understandable, and how to adapt it into something that could resonate with other people all over. So we kind of went there freely and with the idea to make something that can be relevant today. And well, hopefully we succeeded. In Serbia, the film was not yet released in Serbia. Mm-hmm. We will have a premiere in 1 month. On 25th of February, we are opening film of the biggest festival here called Fest. It will be the 50th edition of the festival, so it's a big honor. So, yeah, I'm very curious, curiously waiting for the reaction from the Serbian audience. But I have to say, in the meantime, thanks to this quite big success we had in Karlovy Vary, we won 5 awards, including the best film. So from that moment on, we are very well known in Serbia, a little bit like, you know, even if there was some doubt about the film, I think after that success, everybody is very proud of it. We got very, very positive reactions.
There is one very interesting aspect that you depict in a very clear and not hyper-dramatic, but very realistic way, is the different kind and value of migrants that we can see. So there are the war migrants, those that are fleeing from war zones, that are like an A, class A of migrants. Then the economic migrants are like the class B, the B, you know, the sex choice, which is something that is really, that it's weird. And not very well known. And it's really tragic. I mean, it's the tragedy inside of the tragedy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so true, because usually in the media, the migrants are portrayed like a one kind of, you know, just one type of people that is all kind of having the same goal. But once you start talking with them, you realize there is so many different layers, so many different goals, so many different hopes there. And what struck me was that also, you know, between themselves, they sometimes fight. I mean, it's like people sometimes get along, sometimes don't. So like any other people living together, they have, you know, and for me it was interesting to realize that, okay, the people who are fleeing from war, the Syrian refugees, at that moment they were really like getting to the West much easier, but for me it was more interesting to focus on the migrant, the economic migrants, as you said, class B migrants, because it's much tougher for them, and of course, I mean it's hard to, it's even ridiculous kind of to judge their you know, needs, and how, you know, who has a tougher reason to leave. But especially, you know, for me coming from the East Europe, it was you know, we are, you know, economic migrants all over the world, so I could easily identify. And on the other hand, what really helped me was the fact that I was in the 90s growing up with a lot of refugees from the war in Yugoslavia. You know, we've been through war, we've been through this, we've witnessed already a huge wave of migrants, I mean refugees from the war zones, and this really helped me. Some of my closest friends are were refugees, you know, and are still now my friends, but no longer refugees, right? But you know, I had the feeling also when portraying the refugees in the movies, for all the good reasons, directors tend to portray them exclusively as victims, you know. I mean, obviously, in order to prove the case that it's a really tough life and we should do something. But I had a feeling that it's important to, that we treat in our film the refugees not only as to have the only identity of victims. They are much more than that. They are, you know, people like us. And that was maybe the main point. And this was also the reason why in our movie, the main problems of main protagonists are nothing to do with refugees. It's an emotional love life kind of problems that any of us could have. And that's why I think it's easier to relate to them and to and this was also the feedback I got from a lot of audiences when I was presenting the film, that all of a sudden they could see themselves into in these characters.
Yeah, also because it's an absolute love, you know. It's a love story of an absolute love, because at the end, without any spoiler, the choice is the right choice that has to be done. It's the most hard, it's the hardest, it's the most difficult one, but it's the good choice. And when you wrote the film, did this difference between, you know, economic migrants and war refugees, whatever, which is the key theme that sparked the crisis into this story, was it already in your mind, or was something that you built up little by little while developing the screenplay?
We built it up. We definitely built it up. It was something that was, you know, we had inspiration in the old epic poem, so we had to find appropriate, you know, things in the contemporary life. And for me, but you know, what didn't change from the medieval now is this love story that is so complicated and ambivalent. And and for me anyway, that was the reason that attracted me to the story. That this is something that still works on. And for me, I'm very, as I said, I'm into love stories, and I'm especially, but not like love stories, you know, a boy meets a girl and then wins her over. It's actually, our film starts when usually the films end, you know. It's, our film is about what happens later on when you already won a girl, and how can you keep it, and what then, you know?
Yeah, how can you manage your love story through life? And for those, and for this couple, life is much more complicated than any other couple that we know. So the difficulties are piling up more and more.
That's definitely true. And then it becomes a big love road movie. It extends to other countries. It's about epic search in a way that corresponds with this. In the medieval story, it's about the knights, you know. Yeah. And for me, what the migrants are going through nowadays with this big journeys they have to go through, a lot of times on foot, with this, you know, fight for their hopes and dreams and better life. For me, this is an equivalent definitely of this medieval stories about knights and their own, you know, just fight.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to Stefan Arsenievich, the director of As Far As I Can Walk, a wonderful movie that we hope to see all around Europe very soon, besides festivals. I mean, regular screens.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.